Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Have you seen the controversy surrounding the Pride caps in baseball and the non-participation or non-compliance by several self-described Christian baseball players who modified their caps? John, you said you had not seen this story?
I had not.
Interesting. All right, so every year for Pride Day or Pride Month or Pride Week or Pride 3 hours or whatever, teams... This year, what they had done is they have made their cap logos. It's black caps with the, in this case, it happens to be San Francisco, the Giants logo, but it's, you know, all the teams. And filling in the color of the what's normally white or maybe black, the Yankees, whatever, it's rainbow. You know how, like, for sometimes for the 4th of July, they'll do, like, patriotic red, white, and blue, okay? Or sometimes they'll do, like, a camouflage for military night. They do all. But this is a filling in with the rainbow because for, you know, acronym Pride Month, right? So some of the players did not support this because they do not support all the various letters in the string. And so they chose to write in white marker, like, I don't even, it's like fashion marker, like the thing you would make poster board
with.
Isn't it
just a Sharpie?
I don't, well, Sharpie doesn't come in white, though, does it?
That would go over black. Comes in a grayish color.
Anyway, they wrote over it Genesis 9, 12 through 16 on the side, very visible against the black cap. Genesis 9, 12, 16 is the portion of Genesis after the flood where God tells Noah that he'll never destroy the world by a flood again, and he gives him the sign of the promise of that pledge, covenant of the rainbow. So to Jews and Christians, the rainbow is God's promise of never destroying the world again by a flood. But, of course, the rainbow has been co-opted by, you know, the LGBTQ2SIA plus...
plus the square root of four.
The things. Community to represent, you know, inclusion, diversity, and generally speaking, you know, sexually alternative behaviors and lifestyles. So the Christians who play baseball, like Clayton Kershaw and who were some of the others? The names didn't really resonate with me. Landon Roop, I guess, is one of the pitchers. I don't know him. He's not apparently a great pitcher, but he was one of the pitchers. And a couple of other pitchers in the San Francisco Giants. They came out with hats that had the... they came out as Christian, you know. And so then in response, you had Major League Baseball threatening to fine them. You had Rob Schneider, the actor, allegedly, comedian, saying he'd pay the fines. You have the San Francisco Chronicle sports columnist Ann Killian writing a scorching editorial about how these people are disrespecting the fans and they're going against San Francisco, the place that's made it possible for them to play. I'm actually going to read some of her editorial because I thought it was interesting enough and it makes the point on her side. The San Francisco Giants have enough problems this season that you wouldn't expect the players to actively try to alienate their fans. 14 games below 500. The next letter is fourth. Fourth place in the division, second worst record in the National League. With numbers like that, you'd think they might do everything in their power to persuade the paying customers that they're worth cheering for. And I'm going to add editorial along the way. I'm like, yeah, clearly what Christians do whenever they're, you know, losing at something is they pander instead of standing up for their beliefs. But okay, back to the point. Yet some of the snowflakes, she says, on the Giants, the pitching staff specifically, decided to say a giant F you to a good chunk of their fan base. On a night that was supposed to be about inclusion, they hijacked the event for their own purposes. In the name of Christianity, they took a decidedly unchristian stance on exclusion and judgment. Or they took a Christian stance on traditional morality, and here it is, you're excluding them for them not having your beliefs, but you're preaching about how this is a night for inclusion. Okay, back to the editorial. Mm-hmm. Not to point out the logic, you know, not like I did that for a living for 10 years. To recap, on Pride Night last Friday at Oracle Park, four pitchers on this woebegone team opted to either deface the official uniform or ignore it altogether. Lennon Roop, who got rocked for 4 runs, 4 2/3 innings. JT Brubaker, whose scrawl on his cap resembled bathroom stall graffiti. It's the penmanship, y'all. And deposed closer Ryan Walker, who shouldn't try to draw any more ire, all wrote a Bible verse on their official game cap. Well, a Bible citation. They didn't write the verse, but anyway. Sam Henges opted not to wear the hat at all. Quote, "It's just something that I feel like I was forced to support," said Henges, who became the first Giants player to refuse to wear the Pride Night gear when I don't morally support it. What about the people who supported him and his team? What about the city whose name is on the front of his uniform? A city that fully backs his team. Don't say it. Is that not important to him and his band of homophobic brothers? Broadcaster Mike Kruko says, "I think that you have the right as a player to believe and say whatever you want, but you have to take a broader look at the city you're playing in. What makes San Francisco so great is the acceptance of others, ethnicities, opinions, cultures, and that extends to the gay community. I would just hope they would understand the demographic of San Francisco and respect people for who they are. What you do to your uniform, that has weight to it. You can offend people, and why would you do that?" Okay. Thoughts in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. Feel free to weigh in. 437-1620. John?
That's right. We're still dealing with the accident on Highway 29 and North W Street. Now, if you're on Highway 29, the roadway is now clear. So be aware of that. Thank goodness that cleared up. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. It's entirely possible this might make it into the transgressor service on Friday, where if you do not know it, Andrew play. I play a woke brother, Andrew, who preaches on all the things that got canceled this week. Might be that Rick Scott and Ashley Moody make it. Might be that the Rangers, for not having a Pride night, make it.
They didn't?
No, Rangers don't do it. Did you know that?
No.
You're a Rangers fan.
I know, but I don't live. I mean, I don't live there.
All right. So back to this. Questions about consistency, right? What was your view of Colin Kaepernick kneeling? Right? I mean, if Colin Kaepernick can kneel in protest of vaguely, generically, the United States on race issues during the national anthem, isn't this basically that? Or, on the other side, you know, if you opposed Colin Kaepernick kneeling, see, it cuts both ways, wouldn't you have to oppose this? If you said he should stand for the anthem, if you said he's got a job, he's got behavior that he's supposed to obey, then, you know, because what happens conveniently is people will pick and choose what principle to fit the choice they want to make on which issue they like or don't like. Now, me, I'm in favor of speech. You know, I like speech. I was trying to remember, because sometimes I just can't. I can't remember for sure what I said about Colin Kaepernick. I hope what I said was something like this. Hey, if a guy feels like he wants to protest the anthem, I mean, that's his business. It's a weird note, okay? But if he wants to stay in the locker room and do it, you know, you're not really entitled to that stage. But at this, and the national anthem is not expressive. If he doesn't want to sing it, doesn't want to put his hand on his heart, doesn't want to say it, okay. I mean, that's certainly can't coerce speech. I just don't really remember what I said about all that back then, except thinking it was weird. For this, I mean, it is a uniform. Marking up a uniform is weird, but making people wear a pride hat is also weird. And you know it's weird because if you start switching out the emblem for other things, you immediately recognize that there's something super bizarre about this. First of all, the notion that they have to be pro-LGBT if they play in San Francisco is weird. I mean, there's you know, rainbow people everywhere. Okay, and do you have to, like, sign a beliefs clause when you join the Giants or, I don't know, the 49ers, you know, or the Golden State Warriors? You know, only pro-gay people can play for those. I mean, it's a weird position to take that somehow you've got to not just be a good pitcher, but you've got to be a good ally also, or else you can't play there. You know, it's just weird, which winds up being, you know, bias against people who happen to have traditional moral beliefs, right? You know, you can't play for us if you're going to have this. Anyway. If you switch out the brand, if you switch out the logo, then I think you suddenly see some, it's really obvious how you could support players doing something different. And really what they should have done, I mean, if they were smart, if Major League Baseball was smart, or if the Giants were smart, they would have just allowed them to wear their regular hat. instead. If you don't want to wear the pride hat, wear the regular hat. If you don't want to wear a pro Black Lives Matter message on the back of your jersey, wear nothing. Wear your name. If you don't, you know, like, if you're going to use expression as part of the uniform, then give people the option to not participate in the expression. Just like you give people the option to not participate in the Pledge of Allegiance if they're in school for religious reasons, or you give people not to participate in some prayer if they're not religious, or a prayer of a wrong sort if they're religious. It's just, it's not hard to just give people the option to not participate in a thing. But they didn't give them that option. And that's what people are criticizing. You know, they're being so militant about saying they're inclusive, but forcing somebody to speak in a way or represent an idea that they don't believe in. If instead of the Pride San Francisco logo, if it were, say, I don't know, a pentagram, you know, for Satanic Night at the ballpark. Well, are you saying that Pride is? No. I'm saying if you put a particular logo in, you would immediately recognize this is wrong to force somebody to wear. What if it were a Star of David? Well, who could object to that? I mean, I personally wouldn't. I would be fine wearing it, but it's not my symbol. A lot of Christians wouldn't want it. What if it were a Muslim Star and Crescent? Muslim Night at the ballpark. Well, that's religion. That's different. No, it's not different. It's an expressive symbol that carries content, and you're getting upset that players actually care about the expressive content on the clothes they wear because you're expressing a value that they disagree with. If somebody doesn't want to play on a Friday because they're Jewish, that was, who was the slugger for the Dodgers, the Jewish slugger? I can't remember. Grain was his last name. I forget his first name now. You know, he ran into that. Players have run into this throughout history. You know, let them sit out. If they don't want to participate because it's against their religion or their views, let them sit out. And the editorial goes on to say, the pitcher's inability to wear the team uniform for a few hours on a night meant to give a large group of their fans a sense of welcome forced the Giants to issue a statement noting that baseball should be a place where everyone feels welcome, respected, and valued, but also paid lip service to individual choice. Well, again, you know, inclusion would include the Christian players too, I would think. But saying that it's a small thing repeatedly in this editorial, you know, they only had to wear it for a couple of hours. Well, if it's a small thing for them to have to wear it, then it's a small enough thing that you shouldn't be upset when they don't wear it. That cuts both ways. There's just no consistency here. You want to express your antagonistic anti-Christian views while weaponizing your love of these various lifestyles. It's inconsistent across the board. Now, the players could have gone with, like, eye black patches, you know, the way the NFL players do. I think that, in the scheme of things, that's probably better than writing it on the uniform. Okay? But what if, for example, and just, again, to play with examples to test your convictions, what if somebody who was black and they were wearing the Patriotic Day hats and they wanted to write on it 3/5 of a person as a reference to what the Constitution originally said about them? And, right? What if you support this, would you support that? Well, no, that... You've got to find a way to be consistent across the board when it is things you like and when it is things you don't like. And so principles like let people speak, or at least let them not have to speak, let them have the alternative of not participating. And that would have really been the better answer here is instead of the players feeling like they had to resort to this, you know, what they could have said was, you know, just let you wear the regular hat. But they didn't make that option. 823 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
After a storm, portable generators are a helpful, temporary solution until power can be restored. Remember, 20-20-20 to keep safe while using a generator. Keep your generator 20 feet away from your house. Wait 20 minutes for the generator to cool down before refueling. Purchase a $20 carbon monoxide detector to protect you and your family. For more tips on hurricane safety, check out the Hurricane Guide at floridadisaster.org/guide.
Join Chris Roney from Ace Unlocks today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Chris will be sharing his years of expertise in the field of locksmithing and will discuss topics like security benefits of having your home or business locks inspected and resecured, smart locks, and even reprogramming your car's ECU computer for a lost key fob. Today on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
Pensacola's Hurricane Coverage Headquarters is News Radio 92.3. Coverage before, during, and after storms.
Listen, you want to get some dinner? Busy. How about some lunch? Have a lunch. Coffee? Water? How about some water?
I just know that y'all were following me right up until the 3/5 one, and then you're like, oh no! Got me. Like,
thanks, Andrew.
Somebody's so sweet they write in. You come up with the best solutions, Andrew. Well, I try. Because it's not much of a thing if all you can do is complain about it, right? You know, give a solution. What's the way to do it? John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free, even delay-free. I'm not seeing anything to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody says a forced one-way, one-sided ideological morality is neither inclusive nor moral, in my opinion. That's right. Yeah. I mean, that's part of the... When you claim to be inclusive, you got to be inclusive of the things that you don't like, including... of the people who say you're wrong in what you say you're inclusive of. I, you know, just try to be logical about it. Hey, if you... I know, it hurts the brain though, a little bit.
It does. Oh, my goodness.
I play too fast with these things sometimes. I've played with them so many times that sometimes I go too fast, and I apologize. I should talk a little bit slower, but oh well, we're moving on. Hey, if you need a roof or you need to repair a roof or you're not sure what you need one way or the other, Quality Roofing Solutions, they're there for you. Brian Ward started this company in 2006, 20 years and 10,000 roofs later. The vast majority of the work that they do is replacement, about 90%, about 10% is repairs, but they can do both, you know, either or. And sometimes, look, what you might really need is a repair, but it might make financial sense to do a replace because replacing in 5 years and the cost that'll include, and then maybe the 5 years of intervening benefit in your home insurance rates, especially if you can do a wind mitigation inspection. And I, you know, I'm going fast, but I know they'll talk to you about all this stuff, okay? And they stand by their roofs. They 100%. They've got a lifetime warranty on the workmanship. Nobody does that. That's crazy. They've got a 4.9 rating on Google. That's amazing. Like, nobody does. You know, all the customers that have said that. And, you know, what I did for research, I said we had not had a roof done. I've since had a friend had a roof done, and she's like, man, they've been great. They did what they said they were going to do. They weren't the most expensive, for sure. They weren't the cheapest, but sometimes you get what you pay for. And they did exactly what they expect. And we've had several other roofs in our neighborhood do it because I was happy with my roof. And that's the whole point. They just do what they say they're going to do. They try to be the kind of people that you can count on. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
One person has died after a business jet carrying six people crashed on a highway in Laredo, Texas yesterday. Video showed bystanders and first responders breaking into the burning plane to help passengers escape. Authorities say five others survived and five first responders were also treated for smoke inhalation. Investigators are working to determine what caused that crash. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to issue decisions in several major cases involving President Trump over the next few weeks. Cases include Trump's effort to limit birthright citizenship, presidential authority to remove federal officials, and immigration protections. The court also weighing in on major cases involving election law, gun rights, and transgender athlete policies. Lionel Messi has tied the all-time record for top scorer at the Men's World Cup. The soccer superstar scored a hat trick in Tuesday night's match between Argentina and Algeria, giving Argentina a 3-0 win and tying the record for the most World Cup goals, which is 16.
I'm just excited that they had actual results instead of four tied games in a day.
Right.
So, all right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. Oh, I saw something that I haven't seen in a little while yesterday. $2.99 gas. Two 99 gas. Now, it was the easy pay price at the Circle K, the new one on
but still
at Creighton and good Lord. What does 12th Avenue become when it goes north? Not Tryon. That's not the name of it. What is the name of the street? I just can't think of it. Anyway, they had $2.99. So, you know, we're getting there. It's getting a little bit better all the time. Oh man. I don't want to do that story. Oh, no, I don't want to do that one either. All right, well, we'll have good stuff coming up. The frivolous topic we're going to talk about is based on the lawn mower at night shooting incident that took place in Milton. Oh, and by the way, horrid storms over southeastern Iowa and north and northwestern Illinois this morning. Really bad.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump says it's a strong deal with Iran. More to be revealed at his news conference, wrapping up the G7 summit in France.
But it's a story. We are not investing 10 cents.
And says 99% of it is no nuclear weapon for Iran.
And the strait is going to be opening. It's already partially opened. It's going to be opening up soon in full over the next day or two.
With gas prices dropping, the new Fed head, Kevin Warsh, chairing his first meeting on interest rates. The D.C. mayor primary count complicated by ranked choice voting, the Socialist Democrat candidate leading. Sentencing now for the Long Island architect convicted of the Gilgo Beach serial killings, with victim impact statements from families of the 8 women Rex Yuerman admitted to strangling and dumping their body parts along an ocean parkway. He's facing 3 life terms. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got cloudy skies. It is 78 degrees. We'll get a look at our forecast here in just a few minutes. Escambia County Commissioners are meeting twice today, a committee of the whole session this morning to dig into the property tax constitutional amendment, and also a regular meeting later on today. County Administrator Wes Moreno says the morning session will focus on what a $64 million reduction in general fund revenue by year two could mean for county services, including possible library or park closures, hiring freezes, and reductions across virtually every county department. The OLFA development project and continued funding for the CORE opioid treatment program also on the agenda later tonight. The CORE program has placed more than 600 people into long-term treatment and is expected to continue using opioid settlement funds if state funding were to end. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins says connecting veterans to the VA is one of the first steps of his Reveille program. He says the state needs a broader system to help veterans get on their feet when they leave the military. Collins yesterday was in Pensacola as part of his campaign for governor.
I want to institute, as part of that Operation Reveille, a system to help our veterans transition, utilizing our state assets, working alongside our nonprofits to help them transition, connect them in the community, and have a footprint that connects them in to provide knowledge, information, sounding board, but also mentors in the community. It's strange when you leave the military. It is.
Collins says Florida's got more than 1.4 million veterans. 106,000 live below the federal poverty line. He says that is unacceptable. He says about half of the state's veteran population also has no connection to the VA. Collins was in Pensacola touring the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition, also meeting with first responders. The mayor of Pritchard, Alabama, wants their residents to stay calm after a city police officer was arrested yesterday on federal corruption charges. Tuesday morning, Emmanuel Dotch was accused of covering up crimes, taking bribes, and arranging unlawful traffic stops over several years. Pritchard Mayor Carletta Davis told reporters that her city will get
through. The darkest hour is just before daybreak. And so I want you to know that we must carry on. Our community is strong, and we will get through this.
And the Mobile County Sheriff's Office has taken over all law enforcement operations in the city while the investigation there continues, with 911 calls routed to the sheriff's office. Dozens of criminal cases there in Pritchard may also be affected by that alleged misconduct. Well, 50 Pensacola Beach hospitality workers swapped their customer service duties for emergency response training on Tuesday. This was part of a new summer safety initiative. Hotel employees, restaurant workers, tourist attraction staff all got together to learn CPR, AED use. water safety, and how to stop bleeding. The training was led by Escambia EMS and Ascension Sacred Heart. Organizers say frontline hospitality workers are often the first on scene during medical emergencies. The water's been restored to the 500 and 600 blocks of Massachusetts Avenue after a broken water main was repaired yesterday by ECUA crews. A private contractor boring in the area apparently hit an 8-inch water main. Precautionary boil water notice now in effect for that impacted area. Lane closures and detours remain in effect at Massachusetts and North W Street today as emergency road repairs continue there. It's 8:35, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free, even through the construction zones on I-10, I-110. They all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be looking at unsettled weather as we head through the end of the week. We will be looking at a 90% chance of those showers and thunderstorms today, high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Heading into Thursday, another high chance of rain day, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 85. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 82. Going into Friday, we do have a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 87. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it's 80 degrees. We've got cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3. Your money now. Today, markets are up across the board here at the opening bell. The Dow's up just over a tenth of a percent, 68 points at 52,067.84. S&P 500 up just under a tenth at 75.1739. NASDAQ up over a quarter to percent right now at 26,456.91. Our 10-year bond rate today is up a bit, 4.43%. Gold prices are up $1.10, $43.55.50. Silver up 24 cents at $70.25. Bitcoin is down $536.11 at $65,046.25. And oil prices today, West Texas Intermediate is up just about 1% now at $76.81 a barrel. Brent crude up just over a percent at $79.86 a barrel today. Looking at our fuel prices, national average for a gallon of regular down at $4.02 a gallon. The Florida statewide average down today, $3.74 a gallon. Yesterday it was $3.77 a gallon. And looking around the area, seeing prices around $3.31 to $3.40 a gallon, anywhere in that vicinity. The lowest prices, looking at your warehouse stores and Sam's Club, BJ's, that type of thing, at $3.09. Crossing Three Mile Bridge, seeing $3.62 right on the other side in Gulf Breeze. Long 98 towards Navarre, seeing $3.45 to $3.48. If you're in Milton, looks like average price at about $3.37. Taking a look at our financial headlines for today. Well, first there were FANG stocks, then the Magnificent Seven, all mega cap companies that are titans of the tech industry. Now Wall Street making room for the MANGOs, an acronym for group stocks from alternative intelligence, focused on companies like Meta, Anthropic, NVIDIA, Google, OpenAI, and SpaceX. You'll be hearing that term more as the economy is pivoting more towards AI, with more of those companies following SpaceX with IPOs like Anthropic and OpenAI as well. SpaceX is buying an AI coding company for $60 billion.
According to a securities filing on Tuesday, Cursor will become a wholly owned subsidiary of SpaceX upon closing the deal in the third quarter of 2026. The AI coding startup will help Elon Musk's XAI catch up with the competition. The deal comes just days after SpaceX raised $75 billion in its initial public offering. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Federal Reserve's latest interest rate decision is due out today. The Federal Open Market Committee is ending a two-day policy meeting with the first announcement on rates with new Fed Chairman Kevin Warsh at the helm. It's 8:40, our next news at 9 a.m. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
Hi, this is Congressman Jimmy Petronas. This is your reminder that we're officially in hurricane season. Don't wait for a storm to be named to get your plan together, especially if you have pets or elderly family members. Make sure you have at least 3 days of food and water and medications. Go to jimmyhelpsyou.com for more tips. Together we can prepare, and together we will respond to whatever Mother Nature has in store.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Planning your vacation? Why not take Pep Talk with Meg with you?
A vacation? Oh my God, I can't wait to go. Okay, where are we going to go first?
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
Okay.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That'll work.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so if you have not heard the news, there's this wild story out of Milton where this 80-plus-year-old woman is upset that her neighbor is mowing the lawn at an inappropriate time, 8:15 at night, which is just barely after sundown, but still dusk, you know, and whatever. And so her solution, allegedly, to this problem is that she takes her .38 outside. She points it not at him, but at the ground, and fires it once into the ground. This is all on video, apparently. And then when he stops the lawnmower and says, "What you doing?" Oh, and then points it at him, I thought. Anyway, looks over at her and sees her holding a revolver. She admitted to firing it into the ground. She says the deputies noted in the report she stated that she wanted to scare the neighbors due to an ongoing noise issue with them and her trying to sleep. Captured on Ring doorbell camera, the report states the neighbors heard asking, "What are you doing?" And she replies, "I'm trying to tell you you're waking us up. You better watch out." So let's start with this one. You can't brandish, can't shoot at, can't anything with a gun unless somebody is threatening your life. You certainly can't do it to get their attention because they're mowing the lawn at an appropriate time. But it does raise the question of what time is the inappropriate time? 437-1620. I don't know whether you might have different answers to this based on the activity, but let's start with the lawnmower as the basic one. Okay, everybody mows their lawn if you've got one. So when is the it's too early time, as in after this time it's okay in the morning? And when is the it's too late time, as in, you know, after which you should not be mowing your lawn? Would a leaf blower be the same? Would a chainsaw be the same? Would doing work, would having loud music? I mean, you know, we have ordinances for some of these things. But 437-1620, John, you have a... Your times were weird when you answered this question earlier.
Well, because I work a weird
schedule. By the way, I need an a.m. and a p.m. time from you if you're participating.
So again, I'm going to say 7 a.m.
7 a.m.?
It's cooler than it is at 100 degrees.
Bro, if you wake me up on a Saturday at 7 a.m. with your lawnmower...
Oh, no, I'm bringing the chainsaw to your house.
Go on. All right, 7 a.m., John's house, and whatever.
Sunset or a little bit after. I mean,
not later than that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, like if the sun sets at 7:53, you're good to like 8:30.
What about like knocking on the door? Is that the same for you or is that different? Knocking on somebody's door or calling them in the old days when you actually had a house phone instead of a cell phone. Do you have a different answer for the when it's too late to call, when it's okay to call?
Well, that was, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Knocking on the door?
Yeah.
I generally think 10 o'clock
yeah,
is the latest. You know, but even after dark, it's kind of weird.
It is.
It is kind of weird. And same thing in the morning. Like, you know, not before. I'm a 9 a.m. typically. I think business hours is good night for the beginning.
Wait till I come over with a chainsaw.
If you come over at 7 a.m., no. Mm. And I'm up most of the time. But if you get the dogs barking, you wake my wife up.
Oh, I can run.
I mean, I'm not going to brandish my .38 at you because I don't have one. I'm a 9mm man, but okay.
I'm like, she's lucky she didn't get one pulled on her.
That's true. That's true, right?
I mean, it's,
you know,
Milton.
How dare you be on your... It is Milton. You never know whose arm when they're mowing the lawn. and you never know who's... I mean, because you never know when you might get challenged. I mean,
or drive-by or
we
something.
We learned about the guy that got shot because he was out turning the power on to his house and he should have been carrying. And the guy mowing the lawn... Probably should have been care. I mean, you know, there's a lot of different situations. Anyway, and it's good to know the law. It's important for people to follow it. You know, you loot, we shoot is not legal. You mow, we shoot is definitely not legal. So 437-1620. What time is too early in the morning? What time is too late at night to be making noise in the neighborhood? John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. It's rolling accident free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, even through the construction zones are looking good. 98, 90. Are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. All right, to the text line, 437-1620. Let's see. Whoa, lately, it's just whenever the rain... anytime you can.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, recently, I suppose that's true. And John, you make a good point that because of the heat, people are more prone to doing yard work or noisy things outside earlier or later than they might otherwise do just to avoid the heat. And that's understandable. And that's the dusk. I don't have a problem at dusk. You know, I mean, sun up is different though. Because normally people are awake into the evening. That's the thing for me. I don't want to wake people up. I don't want to disturb their sleep. And so people often sleep in the morning when they don't sleep at 5 o'clock at night or six, unless they're you. You go to bed at like 8 or whatever.
7.
Oh, so that's probably how we're different.
Yeah.
Because you have an early bedtime, Grandma.
I know, Grandpa.
I'm a sleep-in person, and I don't want to be woken up in the morning, and you're a go-to-bed-early person. You don't want to be woken up at night.
You know, I brought up this earlier. What if you work till 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah. And when can you do it?
Right. You work at 5 a.m. till 8 p.m.? I mean,
5 to 8.
Just go with the
what
story.
What world is
just,
that? What crazy, punitive gulag split shift are you talking about?
ER or something. I don't know. Just go with the story.
All right. Fair enough.
Because I went through this with my HOA in the previous...
And what did you come up with?
They let me mow my yard because it was either you fine me and you're going to fine me for...
You're going to fine me for not mowing.
Right.
And then you're going to fine me for mowing.
So you need to make up your mind.
Pick one. All right.
That's why I became president.
Let's see. Somebody says yard work between 7 and 8. So 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., especially if your neighbors have children who might go to bed early. If you respect your neighbors, don't start before 7 and start as soon as the sun is down. And as soon as the sun is down, you can't see... you need to stop, whether it's a chainsaw edge or weed whacker or mower or anything that's making loud noises.
I got headlights on my riding mower.
Yeah.
I put like LED bulbs in there.
Do they put lights on chainsaws?
You could attach one.
It does seem like, you know, the tactical light, like your gun light. Have a whole rail system. You know, you can have red. I'm just down a rabbit trail now. I'm sorry. Somebody says, Andrew, you can mow my lawn anytime. Oh, so sweet. The landscapers start mowing my neighbor's grass at 6 a.m. every time they come. I'm usually up by the time anyway. I just wish neighbors would quit blowing their bleeping horn to get their kids out of the house into the car in the morning.
Oh, that's a whole nother topic.
But it's not really. It's the same problem.
But at least it's quick. It's
beep,
not
beep,
like,
instead of
constant.
Yeah, that's my best mouth mower. 437-1620. Mowing at 8 a.m. is fine in the summer. Try to get it done before the heat of the day. Mowing till dark is in bounds because, again, of the heat. These are all texts. 8:15 at night where they have headlights on the lawnmower. Yes, they do. Apparently, some do. That's stupid. They probably run over their foot, too. I believe in Santa Rosa County, construction sites are regulated from 7 to 7, so kind of makes sense to follow that, except cutting your grass after 7, I think, is probably acceptable. Just wait until Mike comes on Pep Talk and can ask the best time.
Oh, that's a good that note. Is.
Yeah, that's a good Pep Talk. And he'll be up yesterday. Or in 6 days.
If I can remember.
Power tools, yard equipment, loud noises, 8 to 8.
Don't be
knocking
late.
On doors is 9 till dusk, till 10 if the porch light is on, which is true. Man, when I used to do door-to-door sales for one summer, and yeah, you know, we had to think about this a lot. And I did not door knocking back then at hours. I would definitely not feel comfortable door knocking now, especially these days, and also in Milton. Somebody says, what's the percentage of guns? 150%. Yeah. Advantage is the electric mower. It's quieter than gas. All right. Restrictions on noise levels are more important than the time. Otherwise, daybreak to sundown is fair game. 437-1620. That's your frivolous topic of the day. If you need to move because your neighbors are loud at the wrong times, or they beep at the kids and you want to get away from them and get a house in the country, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can help you with that. Don't like the HOA? Move out of one. If you want to buy a home, sell a home, you're looking for a vacation rental or a long-term rental to pick up, or just time to upsize, downsize, grow in a family, you're empty nesting, condo at the beach, whatever the case may be, she can help you with that. 209 homes she sold last year, she and her team at Leavenworth Realty. That's 4 a week on average. That's a ton of experience. Everyday experience. Every four times a week, they're selling a home. That's every other day, basically, they're selling a home, which is a crazy amount of experience to know what's true today in this market, in your neighborhood, in your price range, not just generally vaguely what the market is doing, but, you know, what's it doing at 400 or 500 in Gulf Breeze might be different than what it's doing at, you know, 300 in Cantonment. And that's the point. The market's not one thing. It's a lot of different things. And the point is, you want a real estate professional who's going to get you all the way to closing with the best price buying or selling. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Gallery Night Pensacola brings the streets of downtown to life with over 70 art vendors, live performances, and creative experiences. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Join the Panhandle Butterfly House and Nature Center Saturday from 10 till noon for their annual pollination celebration. It's a day of fun, food, and education. See the Panhandle Butterfly House on Facebook for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola and the world.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative. Local. Dependable.
Kimberly Spencer, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Southside High School just had their ribbon cutting down on Highway 98, right across from the zoo. And I'll tell you, it's pretty neat. If you're on the second or third floor, that school was built with lots of windows in it, and you can actually stand up there. Tim was there. You can see the giraffes from the classrooms.
What? Oh, man, that's cool. You can look out over the Gulf Breeze Zoo across 98, and you can see the giraffes? Doesn't that,
interesting.
Isn't that wild?
I wouldn't be able to concentrate.
I know. I'd be like watching the giraffes all day. I mean, I wonder how much of, if any of the other animals are really in view, if you can see like the water buffalo or the elephants or the lions. I'm trying to think of where things are placed in the zoo and what would be visible, but that you can see the giraffes across the street, that's great. Yeah, you're never getting any work done at all.
Nope.
That's Commission Chairman Colton Wright at the Santa Rosa County Board meeting the last week.
Pretty interesting. Very unique school being three stories. You know, they got synthetic turf fields because they didn't have space for practice fields, so they had to make sure that their football field and their baseball field could be used full time without having to worry about that maintenance of the grass. But just a phenomenal facility.
Yeah, and also I've not met this person, but the principal's supposed to be amazing.
Casey Winfelder, the principal that they selected, just a phenomenal leader, has done an amazing job at just creating a sense of pride and leadership, and just you couldn't have picked a better principal for that school.
That's great. Love to hear all the updates. 855 News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the 5. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Let's see here. It popped up and then it went away.
Oh,
so
well, that's good. I'll take it.
We are accident-free right now and also delay-free. John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. We had an interesting story that I thought I don't know if this is true of the Navy, and I apologize. Maybe I should have asked, but it is an interesting story about the Army that they've apparently got a program. It's somewhat recent. That allows parents of teenagers who are entering junior or senior year in high school to delay changing station while their kids finish high school. Isn't that great? I mean, you know, because obviously you're talking about more senior level folks at that age, right? If they're old enough to have kids that are junior, you know, 16, 17, 18 kind of vicinity. And it allows them, and obviously having to change high schools is it's a big negative, having to make new friends and, you know, understand new systems and new teammates and just all the things. I mean, you know, we didn't put our kids in public high school, but I was definitely opposed to the idea of ever moving them during high school. If, you know, and in my job, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But still, that's something that I've always thought is a problem for military folks, and certainly is that, you know, making kids, you make them change in grade school. It's not that big of a deal. Junior high, high school, ooh. That's friends, that's
junior
connection.
Junior high is
still
tough, though.
It is. No, I mean, but it's that sense of belonging. It's
right.
You know, being the outsider, being the new kid is, mm-hmm. I mean, that's just, it's always carries its own challenges.
Trust me, I was there.
Yeah.
I know.
And I kind of went through this a little bit. Like, I remember and this was young, because it's true, even in grade school, it can be that way. You know, I remember being kind of on the inside at grade school level, and, you know, we moved from the fourth grade, and all of a sudden, I'm not that guy anymore. You know, it's weird. And you learn along the way how to make it work, or you don't. But it's, you know, not easy. And military kids know all of this. But I just think it's neat that the Army is specifically making a carve-out. The High School Stabilization Program, where about 4,000 soldiers took place in it last year. It was established quite a while ago. In 2000, it was for seniors only, and then it got expanded to juniors. But great program. Makes perfect sense to me. Because, again, by the time you're also trying to not just have them change station, but retain them. Because they might choose to just leave the service because they're at an age where they certainly could, you know, at least leave or maybe even retire by that time. And you don't want to lose people just because of that one thing. You want to be able to retain their capability. 437-1620. Oh, John, you'll like this.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
You know, we're always talking about what's our favorite jet that's always under fire that we're always worried about? The A-10?
Yes.
You know, build a gun and then build a plane around the gun. An amazing plane that's super survivable. We're using it in the Strait of Hormuz, It's a tank killer, but it's been, you know, perennially on the chopping block, even though it is a fantastically reliable platform. They're now looking into the possibility of equipping it with electromagnetic stuff.
Ooh.
Because making it the next platform like the E variant of the Hornet or, you know, like it to be the electronic, anti-electronic variant, which I love the idea. So they're now looking into what if the A-10 had AI and electronic warfare gear? It's the next experimental domain. Look, when you have a platform that is that durable
and that good,
safe, reliable, functional, find a way to use it. Don't go inventing new multi-billion dollar platforms that might work or trying to get rid of it so that you can have more, you know, F-35s. Just find, even refueling is apparently one. Decoy, all kinds of things are looking for to use it.
You're listening to News Radio 92.